will stay with us for that. Right now, it's 11 o'clock, and it is time for Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. Today I am hosting, I'm Amanda Eichsted, and joining me by telephone is Public Information Officer from the County of Marin, Lainey Hendricks. Good morning, Lainey.
Hey, good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here. You know, my husband works for the city of Petaluma, and he has a day off, and he said, do you have the day off? And I said, no, I don't have the day off. We have so much great programming, and I appreciate you. I know you do have the day off, and you're taking this time to join us on KWMR.
What is this day off you speak of? We're in the middle of a pandemic, and yes, while I will take a few hours today to try to do some non-COVID, non-County of Marin-related things, there's a lot of activity happening, and I think it's related directly to all the great work that's underway as it relates to vaccine and other things like that. So happy to join you today.
Well, I so appreciate it. I know that Dr. Lisa Santora is off, but I've been getting lots of questions from folks as I'm out and about, if they see me, like, how do we get this vaccine? And these are folks who are in the age group that is eligible, which we know originally was for Marin County 75 years old or older, in which we have a vital and robust population of folks out there who are in that age group. Many of our KWMR programmers are in that age group. And now it's moving down to 65 and over. Isn't that right, Lainey?
That is correct. Starting today, actually, 65 and older are eligible to receive the vaccine in Marin County, although there were a couple of vaccine providers that initiated this last week, which that's fine. They have the right to do that. So you will see a shift that the majority of vaccine providers will be opening it up to 65 and older. And, you know, that is the question of the hour, the day, the week, the month. Where can I get my vaccine? I know we have a lot of older adult residents in Marin County across the landscape of Marin, not just in West Marin and not just KWMR programmers. And, you know, we're asking for everyone's patience. We are going to provide everyone the opportunity to be vaccinated. But what we are seeing right now is still a lack of vaccine supply. It is continuing to come into Marin County every week, but they are small numbers. I read a statistic yesterday that, I wish I had it in front of me because it would be beautiful to relay, but to remind everyone that worldwide, you know, there's something like 8 billion, well, maybe this is just in the United States, I don't remember exactly, but 8 billion vaccine seekers right now, right? And so, you know, we expected that production of vaccine would be slow to start. And while Pfizer and Moderna are making great strides at expanding their ability to produce vaccine, and of course, we've heard other vaccine producers are making headway and potentially having their vaccines enter the marketplace as well. There's just such a high demand that we are all getting small amounts. So with that, as we come back to the Marin County landscape, just to remind people that it will take a few weeks, but we are starting to see larger allocations to Marin County week to week. Plus, this last week, we saw the addition of some other providers that are getting vaccine from different sources. So what I mean by that is our commercial pharmacies in Marin County, and I know this is more the other side of the hill and not necessarily West Marin, unfortunately, but Rite Aid and CVS last week started providing vaccine in Marin County, and that is its own vaccine stream and not necessarily relying on the allocation that Marin County receives from the state each week. So that means more doses are now available per week to that Marin County population that's seeking the vaccine. Go ahead.
So can we break this down a little bit? Because I know that as a Kaiser patient, and I'm not in the age group that's eligible yet, I filled out the form for the county, the vaccine interest form, mm-hmm. which I think is separate. And then I know that I'm getting communications from Kaiser as a Kaiser patient, just giving me updates on where things are with that. Now, are people, you know, are you relying purely on your healthcare provider at this point in time to find out about getting a vaccine, or are there other avenues?
There are, I won't say one versus the other. I will say there are a multitude of avenues. For Marin County, that vaccine interest form that you referenced is a great starting point for everyone, regardless of if you have Kaiser or you don't, if you have Sutter, if you're uninsured, whatever, because we are maintaining a very close working relationship with Sutter and Kaiser and other providers in Marin County. So as these vaccine appointments come available, or in the case of Sutter on a couple of occasions, they have said, hey, we have some extra appointments available. Can we make them available to Marin County residents? And so we can then go to the data collected in this vaccine interest form and target, okay, we still have, you know, X number 75 and older. Let's send a message out to them to say, hey, we have these appointments now available. We've used the vaccine interest form on several occasions now, not only for filling for Sutter, but obviously filling our own vaccine opportunities, whether that be our main vaccine, our largest vaccine site at the Marin Center, or other partnerships with Marin Community Clinics, and even our partnership with Safeway. We've used that to just really, what's nice about it is it ensures that we are reaching Marin County residents, because everybody across California is scrambling for a vaccine right now, and we're reaching the right age groups, because, you know, these things, it's a bit of a free-for-all how much people want their vaccine. And we feel like it's been very successful. All told, we've had over 40,000 people sign up for the vaccine interest form. And we've heard some great success stories from people that were very appreciative that it really took out the stress of having to find a vaccine. And when they finally got their notification that they were eligible, they were able to make an appointment, and it was very smooth from there. We are starting to go through and now, how do I say this, clean up the database so we have data of those that have been vaccinated, or those that have wished to be unsubscribed because maybe they found a vaccine through CVS or something outside of Marin Public Health, so that as future communications go out, again, we're reaching those people who are still in need of a vaccine so that we're connecting them with the right resources.
Now, what I've heard from some people, even those who are relatively internet savvy, is that it just takes a lot of time. I've heard that there are people who are more internet savvy who are assisting those who aren't or don't have as, you know, the experience on making sure that their browsers are up to date and these types of glitches that have caused people to have problems. And I guess my question really is, what if somebody doesn't have access to the internet? Is there a way for them to fill out the vaccine form with someone on the telephone?
Yes, there's two things that we're advising people to do. If they do have a friend or a loved one who is internet savvy, they can lean on that. And actually, we have told, you know, children or grandchildren of older adults, you know, you can actually fill out this form using your, you know, parent or grandparent or older adult friend's information. And if they don't have an email address, put your email address so that, you know, you can be notified when they are eligible, and then help them fill out the appointment form. We recognize there are a lot of older independent adults whose family, you know, may live somewhere else, or maybe they don't have any loved ones in that situation. That's where they can reach out to our COVID-19 resource call center that exists, and that's at 415-473-7191. They are willing to help you fill out that form. And the good thing I want to reassure people, because they may say, well, wait a minute, what if somebody doesn't have an email address, how are they going to be notified? We do have a mechanism in place that, similar to the Alert Marin notifications that we advertise during emergencies, mm-hmm. they can make calls to landlines or to phone numbers with a pre-recorded message to say, you are now eligible, and here's an 800 number for you to call to make your appointment. So it's so call that 415-473-7191. They'll help you fill out that vaccine interest form.
Give out that number two more times slowly for folks who are listening who might just be scrambling for their writing implement at this time.
Okay. So it's our COVID-19 call center. The phone number is 415-473-7191. And I'll repeat it again, 415-473-7191. And I want to stress they are able to assist with that vaccine interest form. That is for those that say, yes, I want to be vaccinated and I want to be notified when I'm eligible and an appointment is available for me. They unfortunately cannot sign you up for an appointment when you call because these appointments happen quickly, and so there likely will not be an opening in that moment. But by getting on this vaccine interest form, it lets us know that you want to be vaccinated and it gives us a way to contact you when we do have an appointment available.
Got it. So it would just get them into the interest form, but not those folks on the phone line aren't able to help make appointments.
That is correct.
All right. So I guess if folks are having trouble, tap a friend who is internet savvy, who might have some time to help you get this done. Because I know, you know, my mom's up in Seattle and she's working on getting, you know, figuring out how to get her vaccine. I know a lot of people who have been vaccinated, which is good news here in Marin County.
Yeah, and those that are either internet savvy or have friends that are internet savvy, if you will, I do want to encourage those groups to check out our vaccine portion of our website. We are constantly, and I mean multiple times a day, every day, updating that resource. There's a section there called vaccination options, and what we are attempting to do is literally curate all of the vaccine provider information in Marin County in one place. A lot of people have been talking about this new website, vaccinateca.com or something like that, which is kind of a user-informed website about where you can get the vaccine. And it's great, but the last few times I've looked at it, it really doesn't even scratch the surface for Marin County. And so our website at least provides you a lot of those options. I'm not going to promise that all places will have an appointment when you visit at that moment, but we are trying to stay in close communication with CVS, Safeway, Rite Aid, and others to at least flag, hey, there's open appointments or they're full right now, but they tend to launch more appointments on Wednesdays, for example, so on and so forth, so that people can hopefully have one place to navigate to and not have to feel like they need to search all depths of the internet to try to find a vaccine appointment.
Right. So, and also, just because you get first and maybe even your second vaccination, they're still not sure about how, if you could carry the virus and shed it, even if you've been vaccinated. So that is really an unknown. Isn't that correct, Lainey Hendricks?
Yeah, there's still some early, still a lot of studies taking place on the vaccine, on that, as well as how some of these new variants might respond to the existing vaccine. And so at the end of the day, we really want to remind people that many of the behaviors that we have adopted over the past several months are not going away the moment you get your second shot. And those behaviors being to wear a mask and really exercise distance and caution when gathering around people that are from outside your household and so on and so forth. We have a lot to learn. I think initial data is showing there is success with the vaccine. But as I mentioned, you know, with variants and other things coming online, we just don't know yet. So remember to wear that mask when you leave your household. Don't throw caution to the wind as soon as you get your second jab. Let's see how it all works.
Got it. So the other thing I'm curious about is if there's an anticipated spike, even though the numbers have been relatively good here in Marin and around the Bay Area, due to spring break, which a lot of schools are on this week.
Yes, it is what Marin's ski week, as they call it here locally.
Let's go water skiing, Lainey.
I know, right? I've never heard of ski week till I moved to Marin County. But you know what? We love the local traditions that exist around California. No matter how you choose to spend your week off, for those that have children in school, we do want to remind people that COVID still exists in our in different areas of our state, and just remind people to exercise caution when traveling. If you do choose to travel, we're discouraging travel. We can't keep you from traveling. So a lot of what we ask you to do is similar to what we ask you to do every day. Wear your face covering, maintain that physical distance, wash, sanitize your hands often. If you choose to take, public transit, such as, riding on a bus or riding in a taxi, see if you can provide ventilation, so maybe crack the window, things like that. And consider COVID-19 testing both before and after your travel. Those are still, that's still a really important tool in our COVID mitigation toolkit, especially until we get to the point of several months from now when the vaccine is readily available to everyone. That is the best tool we have at identifying where infection exists in our community and getting people the support they need to safely isolate and quarantine and stopping the spread. And I want to put out a plug that testing has really improved in our county. I know that when we looked 6 months ago and we were really promoting heavy use of testing, it was frustrating to get a test simply because we didn't have the supply that we needed. Similar to what we're experiencing right now with vaccine. But now we have a great amount of supply, and there is actually same-day walk-up appointments available across Marin County. So if anyone is considering traveling, we really recommend getting tested when you return, just as a safety precaution to make sure that you potentially didn't pick up an infection while you were while you were somewhere else in the state. And as a good rule of thumb, in accordance with the state's travel guidelines, they also recommend considering quarantining at home for up to 10 days if you are also unsure about possible exposures while you are traveling. So just some rules of thumb: play it safe, stay home if you can, but if you choose to go out, just follow all the same safety precautions that we have been promoting for several weeks now.
Well, I can tell you that a number of people visited West Marin this weekend. In fact, we had a steady stream of bumper-to-bumper traffic going by our house for almost 2 hours as soon as it started to rain yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. I can't say that I'm completely surprised because you all chose to live in an absolutely spectacular location
yes,
of our
that
county.
Is true.
So
lots of people out visiting the nature, which is recommended to get out. And now they do have mask requirements in all national parks, which is new since the Biden administration took office. So that would include anytime you're going in a building inside or are in a place where you cannot socially distance adequately, which could be on some of our trails based on the number of visitors out here.
Yeah, I mean, masks anymore, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, it just feels like a habit. I walk out my front door, I put it on. Half the time, I'll get in the car by myself and forget I even still have it on. And so it's just take it with you, keep it with you, keep it on to the extent you can. And if you are by yourself or with, your own household, then, of course you can take it off. I understand you can get, it can get moist, it can get musty, sweaty if you're, laboring on a hike, but I think it's just a common thing. Now, I will say I went out for a hike last weekend and was pleasantly surprised and very pleased that the majority, and by majority, I think maybe only two people did not have a face covering on, but quickly put one on upon approach. And that is a vast improvement from earlier in the pandemic when I would go for a hike and cross paths with people and so many did not have one on or chose not to put one on. And so I think people are getting it now.
Yeah, I do too. I really feel like even out on remote trails, when you come across one person, people are masking up, pulling up their neck gaiters, you know, stepping off the trail, giving everybody the space they need to feel comfortable and enjoy their experience, which I think is showing a great deal of respect for one another, which is very important at this point in time.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
So lots of tests available. The last test I got, Lainey, it was a whole new experience. I got to tell you, first time you go in, they were like stuck things up one nostril really far, like really, really far. Second time I went in, it was a double nostril. My third test, I've had several, I think, was the double nostril and the throat with the same thing. And I'm like, really? You're going to stick that thing up my nose and then put it in my mouth? It's like, and then the last one was just this like intense sort of like roto-rooter nostril experience that literally gave me a headache for many hours afterwards. The enthusiasm of the swabber was unprecedented.
Wow. Well, that's not probably going to really bode well for promoting testing, but I will say
I survived and I was negative.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Hats off to you for staying safe. I will say, you are correct. There are different testing options out there, and there are very enthusiastic swabbers that want to do a thorough job. For anybody that may be a little wary of the Roto-Rooter nostril approach, your words, may want to consider getting tested with the curative tests, which are strictly oral swabs, and that is similar. It's not quite like brushing your teeth, but you definitely swab, your cheeks and under your gums, or excuse me, under your lip and under your tongue a few times. But it has nothing to do with the nostril if you have any aversion to something going up your nose. And that testing is taking place in Bolinas at the Bolinas Fire Station on Mondays, as well as every other Wednesday at the Tamales Fire Station. So those are a couple of other testing options.
Oh, that's great. And are they still doing it in the San Geronimo Valley?
You know what? We actually stopped testing at San Geronimo simply because we weren't seeing the utilization, if you will. So we're trying to move these sites to where we're going to get the highest number, where people are going to want to get testing. And because there's another site not too far from San Geronimo, we decided to move the San Geronimo site elsewhere in the county where we could get some good numbers. But we're still seeing strong turnout in Bolinas. Tamales is fairly new. We just added that a couple weeks ago, so we expect numbers to continue to climb there. There's the weekly testing, bi-weekly testing at Coastal Health Alliance, I think on Thursdays, which might be where you had your Roto-Rooter test. I'm not sure.
No, I'm fully ensconced in my Kaiser plan. It was over there at Los Gamos. But yeah.
Okay, good.
But
well,
I'll tell you what, I made that appointment after my healthcare provider sent me the link, and I was 10 minutes early, and I actually was done with the entire process before my appointment was actually scheduled. And so just the efficiency of that testing site is very impressive. Have all of them, actually. They really know what they're doing. And as you said, the tests are now more readily available. And it's encouraged that folks, especially if you're in contact with other people, consider getting tested once a month.
Absolutely. The tests are there. The tests are free. And thank you for bringing up Kaiser. They, too, have been a fantastic partner. They have also increased their capacity for testing. So if you are listening and you are a Kaiser member, it is very easy to get a test with Kaiser as well.
Yeah, pretty darn easy. So in the last few minutes that we have here today, Lainey, I wanted to just touch base on the digital Marin survey that has gone out. They launched this project in December of 2020, and there is a survey available online. So you would have to have access to the internet to do this in both English and Spanish. And their goal is to really work towards everyone in Marin having access to high quality, affordable internet, local networks, and connections that can survive a disaster, which is super important because we're getting so much of our information that way. And the communities better served through this collaborative services and online services are easier to use and work for people, which, we were just discussing how it can be difficult for people to use the internet. And even though we pay for the highest level of our local provider here in West Marin at our home, We both could not be doing Zoom at our house. And so I'm going to fill out that survey pronto.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, and I encourage anyone that uses the internet, and I want to just kind of preface that, whether it's not necessarily using internet at home. Sometimes people use the internet at their local library. Sometimes they take their laptop or digital device to a restaurant or coffee shop or some other location in Marin County that offers Wi-Fi, their school, that sort of thing. And so if you utilize the internet in some capacity for personal use, for work use, for school use, since so many students are now have this need for online learning or even just schoolwork, we really encourage these households in Marin County to complete this survey. And remember those other resources I mentioned as well, libraries or coffee shops, that sort of thing, as a place to fill out this survey if you do not have internet access at home to complete the survey.
If you have cell phone service, oftentimes you have that access. And a lot of people do use their phones for accessing digital technology. And you just go type into a browser, godigitalmarin.org, and it'll pop up and it'll give you the option to take that resident survey in either English or Spanish.
Yep.
So we encourage folks to do that. Any last words before we sign out here today?
I think we've covered a lot other than just how much we really appreciate the partnership with KWMR. And even though you don't have it as an official holiday, Amanda, we hope that you find some well-deserved time off soon because you've been a great partner in helping us get information out to the West Marin community. So
thank you
for that. And on the sake of internet and all things COVID, want to remind people to visit our website at coronavirus.marinhhs.org. It is your source for all things COVID, our latest statistics, information on where you can go to get tested, as well as informational resources on the vaccine, safety, all those questions, and that vaccine interest form we referenced earlier.
Well, that is super information, Lainey Hendricks, and thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day as well.
All right, will do. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. Epicenter is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and you can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org. Thank you so much for listening. Hope that you will stay tuned for Bioneers coming up and then the Farm and Food Shed Report, which will be on at noon today. Thanks so much for listening to KWMR Point Reyes Station. Off the Harley, I got the message, baby.